Oh, wait. Oh my gosh. There's actually someone here. Oh, no, you've come to the right place. The place you wanted was the library, right? Because, that's where this is. The library owned by the Deep Gnomes. Keeps all of our secrets, supposedly impossible to get to from the outside. At least I think. I haven't really checked in a while. Did you cross the moat? Yeah, and fight the dragon? Oh really, is the tiger still alive too? Wow, he's really getting up there in years. I hope he's still getting enough to eat. Did he look skinny to you? Well, it's not my fault he attacked you. He is a tiger, after all. I'm not really sure what you expected. Anyway, you can just feed him meat on the way back. No harm done. And you're here now. Free to have all the knowledge that our little gnome minds carry. Isn't that exciting? Oh, you don't have to worry. There's no additional trials or anything. We stopped caring about that whole protected knowledge thing about a century ago when Noam Chomsky finally passed. Don't get me wrong, he was a fantastic, wonderful leader, but some of his ideas were a little extreme. It just got to be hard to keep up with, what with the dragon and the giant octopus and the pit of spikes and the active volcano. You still have a little ash in your head, by the way. So, we just decided to make it a public library instead. But we never actually bothered disabling any of the traps because it was too much work. And none of us were really sure how to move a volcano. So instead, the Gnomeland Security Council just kind of left me in charge as head librarian. Well, only librarian, really. And I think they were just hoping that the rest of the problem would just solve itself. Which, I guess it did if you made it all the way here. Yeah, let's just ignore all the parts where you almost died. You made it here. So we can just focus on the positives. Ooh, I'm so excited. It's been so long since anyone has visited. Oh gosh, I've prepared my whole life for this. For this moment, where I share every gnome thing with someone else. Oh, I can't wait to show you everything we have to offer. I realize it looks a little messy. Just books and papers falling over everywhere. But we never really came up with a filing system. I think the Gnomeland Security Council was more focused on that whole knowledge kept secret type thing. And I tried to file stuff when I started, but I got kind of caught up in reading books. But you have to understand, it's just so many of the books are fascinating. Oh, I don't know if you've ever read Gnomeklahoma, but it's such a classic. Great Western story about gnome expansion. You've got to try it sometime. Wait. Reading. Oh, that's why you're here. You want to learn something. Oh, just tell me, what is your noble quest? Why did you face uncertain danger to behold our great library? Did you wish to discover lost star charts? Or hidden treasure? Or how to get ketchup stains out of a white t-shirt? Or... Wait? What? Seriously? You want to know about gnome fucking? Okay. I'm totally not judging or anything. But why did you face all those trials just to learn about that? Oh, wait, are you that sex anthropologist? The one who wrote the Cobalt Sutra? Oh my gosh, you're like my idol! I know that I'm not a kobold, but gnomes are still pretty small. And those positions totally changed my life. I mean, I never really had anyone to practice them with, but sometimes when I was bored, I would kind of try it with a chair. I hope that's not weird. I really hope not. I think I'm a pretty normal gnome. But I guess that's what you're here to study. Let's see. I'm not sure we really have a lot of books on gnome sexuality. There's The More You Gnome, but that's really more about puberty, and I think we're definitely past that point. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's something here that would work. What about Millennial Elf? An elf's picture in a thousand duck faces. Yeah, I don't really know what that one is supposed to be about either. I don't think it's about gnomes, though. This would be easier if stuff was organized. Maybe this one. How to Ask a Gnome Girl on a D8. Yeah, it's D8, not date. Gnomes are really big into orgies and also tabletop games. What? I know, sorry, I'm the worst librarian ever. Oh, there must be something here. Gnome on the Range. No. The benefits of being gnomo. No. Also, side note, gnomes are really into kink. Yeah, really are. Just don't ask me how I gnome. Yeah, we're kind of into puns too. After all, if you make fun of yourself, then nobody else can do it for you. And I may not look like much, but I'm proud to be a frizzy-haired, glasses-wearing gnome. I'd say it's my personal brand, but I don't think it's the right ear for that. But, in the interest of authenticity, I think you're cute. And, well, if you wanted us to do a little reconnaissance, I'm not quite sure we'll see eye to eye on everything, but. Oh no, that's a joke. I meant like, because of the height difference. You know, I'm a gnome, you're, I think, a human. Anyway, you're kind of awesome. There's gnome two ways about it. And I'd love to help you out if you wanted a new test subject. Or a partner. Or a nerdy gnome girl. Or really whatever you wanted. It could even be like a choose your gnome adventure, as long as the gnome you picked was me. And I may not be an expert on human sexuality, but I'm going to guess that that bulge in your pants isn't some minor illusion. Nope. I'm kind of an expert on that spell. And I know that the results are normally not so solid or so wet. Yeah, I can feel you grinding against me. Who don't stop? I don't care if you drip on me. I want it. And I want this. I want more too. Cock feels so good. Please take it out for me. I bet it feels even more amazing outside. And I mean, gnomes aren't lacking, at least the few I've practiced with, but I've never felt a human one before. Oh, it's so nice and so strong and smooth and hard. I only hope that my touch can honor it and that I can honor you, starting with my fingers. They're pretty good at this, I think. They've turned a lot of pages. Each time going faster and faster. Because I couldn't wait. I needed to get to the good part. You know, the climax. The moment when the tension builds so high and everything is released. And it's like an explosion of everything before it. Oh, don't worry. The best part of stories is that you get to read them again. Even if you have to wait a little while. Sometimes the second climax is even better. but I'm kind of impatient to get to the first. And I know my hands are making you so hot and ready, but I hope you don't mind if I bend down on my knees and taste you. Maybe I'll just start with a lick. A little experiment. After all, you should contribute your knowledge to this library too. And we have absolutely no research on human orgasms. I think I know a little about cum. But I don't think I'll really know about it until I taste it in the back of my throat. So let me have it. I want to drink all of it. I want to feel it dripping down the back of my mouth. Come on, baby. Let me feel it. Come for me. Come, that one friend who's always weirdly early to parties? Yeah, whatever, I'm not great at dirty talk, let's just go with that. Just, fuck it, please, come for me. Come so much that it starts to slide down my chin. I know you're close, come on, sweetie. That's it. Just a little more. Give it to me. Please, 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 please. Give it to me. Thank you. Oh, you taste so delicious. A little different than I'm used to. Maybe a little bit more iceberg than no main, if you get my drift. But still as sweet as a gnomeo by any other name. Even if you do look a little tired after that. Yeah, I can give you a moment to recharge. After that little assault, you better reset your battery. What? That pun was a good one. Whatever. You're in no position to argue with me. Come on, maybe you can at least help keep me entertained while you recover. Don't you want to know what turns me on? Yeah, that's the whole point of the experiment, right? Then touch me. I didn't mean on the forehead. I was thinking a little lower. If you just want to slide your fingers down. Oh, and touch me right there. Oh. Yeah, I'm kind of sensitive. But keep going. Just my clit at first. Oh. Get me nice and warmed up. And ready for more. A little faster now. Oh, you're making me wet. I'm not sure how I compare to those human girls, but I guess I get excited pretty easily. Yeah, keep going. Oh, yes. Yes. Stick a finger inside me, please. Oh. Maybe two, please. I'm already so wet. Yes. Yes, please. Yes. Oh, that's exactly the right spot. What? Yeah, that spot, it's the G-spot. It's called the G-spot. Oh, I think it's the same for humans. But the G stands for gnome. Okay, I honestly don't know if that's actually true. But you feel so amazing that I don't really care. I hope you don't mind me grinding against your fingers. It's just... Oh, I want more. Oh, and you're so wonderful. Oh, can you feel me dripping onto your hand? Yeah, that's how badly I want it. Oh, I'm shaking. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to come. I'm really nervous. I want to please you. And I want it to be like everything that you imagined. There's just so much pressure. Oh, and I need something more to push me over that edge. So, I guess, would you taste me? I can just sit on the table. Yeah, like this. And spread my legs. So you could taste me. But only if you wanted. Oh, or I guess you could throw me on the table. I like that too. Yeah, I can still spread them. But you better try all of my cunt. After all, you have a new nomenclature to learn. And I want you to be prepared. Although, it seems like you're a quick study. I guess no human can do what a gnome cunt, or can't, I think it was can't. Either way, it's all gnome sense anyway. Just don't fucking stop. You feel so wonderful. You're making me squirm, and moan, and tremble. Oh, I'm so close, baby. Do you want me to come? Oh, do you want me to come? Then tell me. Tell me there's nobody like me, and that you need to hear me come. I need to hear you say it. Please say it so I can finally let go. Please tell me. Tell me. Okay, then I'll come for you. Oh, I'll come for you. I'll come right in. Oh! Just like I said I would. Oh, that felt so good. Well, does this satisfy your intellectual curiosities? Or do you want to know more? Because that cock looks pretty recharged to me. And I want you inside me. And I maybe look small, but I promise I can fit you. It will just be a little extra tight. But I doubt you'll mind. Is that a yes? Then take me right here on this table. Yeah, just shove those papers aside. Who cares? Ah, no, wait. That one was actually important. Sorry, that's the library's rehab plans. It's called Extreme Makeover Gnome Edition. Yeah, don't ask. It's important, though, so I'll just set it on the desk over here. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I think you were just about to push me onto the table again. Oof. Yeah, just like that. And I don't think you have to be Sherlock Gnomes to know what I want next. But if you want a hint, it's your cock. So come on, my dear. Go big or go gnome. Ooh. No, that was a good ooh. Yeah. Don't worry. You aren't hurting me. Just stretching me a bit. It feels wonderful, though. Yeah. I'm still a little tender from earlier, but I'm pretty wet, too. Oh, so don't hold back. I promise I can take it. After all, gnomes do have a pretty high constitution score. And I do like to take advantage of that. So please, sir, fuck me. Fuck me raw. I want to take all of your cock. Every inch. I want you thrusting in and out of me. Getting closer and closer. As I wrap my legs around you and beg for relief. Yes, which I might have, but not before you come for me again. Yeah, I am close, but I can hold out a little longer for you. Oh, you know the saying, good things come to gnomes who wait. Oh, and I can wait to come again, and I will wait. I'll wait for you. So, don't worry about me. Just think about how good your cock feels inside me. And how nice and warm I am. And how I'm pounding against you. Soaking and greedy and desperate for more. Do you want me, dear? Do you? Then let yourself have me. Come inside me. And claim me as your own. Oh, come on, baby. I'm ready and waiting for you. I'm ready. Yes. Uh-huh. Just tell me when. Okay. Then on the count of three. Yeah. One. Oh, two. Three. I'm not sure that was exactly the book you were looking for, but I hope you still got the answers that you wanted. And yeah, you're welcome back anytime. In fact, I hope you come back soon, so we can experiment a little more. I know I was a little nervous at first, but I figured I might as well try it. As they say, when in Nome, do as the gnomons do. And, if you want to know more about what gnomes do, I can definitely teach you if you're interested. Oh, good. And I realize that your decision is likely in part because you don't want to face that dragon again, which you kind of would have to if you left. But I hope I still make you happy. And I promise to try my best to do that every single day. I might be a little shy at first, but once you get to know me, my love, I promise, gnomes no bounds. Yeah, gnome pun intended.